This is Weekly Interwork from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. One Will. Opening to Oneness 11. One will means, first of all, that your own will is not fragmented, is unified, is no longer at war with yourself. It means loving and accepting yourself as you are. This radical acceptance of yourself, this befriending yourself, matters deeply in many ways. For example, if you do not accept aspects of yourself, ask yourself who or what it is that does not accept. Most likely, it is our own vanity, our egoism, the very source of our illusory separateness. By letting go of that non-acceptance and living in accord with our conscience, we move our inner life, our will, toward a self-consistent unity. That can bring us peace and happiness and prepare us to move toward the sacred. To understand and strengthen our will, we give it a place to land, something to do. We direct our inner force into supporting full body sensation, into supporting our inner body. We sense our whole body, and we enter that complete sensation with all of ourself. We stay with it and maintain our place, our inner body. Based in that, we live in presence, in being fully, wholly present. Accepting ourselves, we bring our emotions, our heart, into our unity. Being in our pure cognition, not taken by thoughts, we unify our mind. All of that, we bring into the unity that we are. We live our life as one whole, and our unified will is our core. In prayer, we point our will away from its most external aspect, our ego, away even from our personal unified will. We point ourselves deeper, beyond our innermost reach, toward the sacred, and we open to that. By allowing the sacred to be the inner core of our unified will, by allowing the sacred to wrap itself in us, we find our true place in the world. Now imagine that, like consciousness, will is everywhere, that everything has will, from subatomic particles to mountains, planets, and stars. Look around to see that all things, animate and even the inanimate, have the will to be themselves. Plants, animals, rocks, and buildings all have will. Human-made artifacts, such as buildings, receive their will from their human creators. We humans, in turn, receive our will from our Creator, the sacred. The will of a building is fixed in its form, yet as massive as the building. Our will is fluid and can move. Everything has its place. As we walk through life, we can open to that one will. When we enter consciousness, live in consciousness, we live in the oneness of being. When we enter the will that surrounds us, when we share, along with everything around us, in the universal intention to be, and in the universal action, we live in the oneness of will. This relieves us of the necessity of maintaining our separateness, that constant, hidden effort to keep our walls up. Yes, that may be inspired by fear of losing our identity. But there is nothing to fear. In oneness, we do not lose our identity. We expand it. Not that I am the world and the world is mine, but rather we are the world and the world is us. That us is one, indivisible, loving, and sacred. For this week, say, I enter the one that I am, the one that we are, the one that is and does all. And then practice in that direction. Recorded May 7, 2017. Thank you.